It's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, partly sunny today. Cooler, less humid, 75 to 80. Cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow, some sun, showers, and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon around 80. Friday, partly sunny. A drying breeze moves in, 80 to 85. Saturday looks sunny and nice, around 80. We'll get the details on Pat's forecast in just a few moments. In a story in your corner in today's Republican American, Mary O'Reilly has been named the new social services director in Sharon, and she's already impressed with how many people are out in the community helping others. Since taking over as social service director in the town, she sees that firsthand. O'Reilly comes to the job from a career in teaching. Both she and her husband, Philip, are educators. Quoting here, "So I guess I have a passion to be of service to others," end quote. She finds her past experiences helpful in this new position in Sharon. Out of Cornwall, Democrats tapped First Electman Gordon Ridgway to run for his 16th term during a virtual nomination meeting on Sunday. Janet Carlson Sanders will be the running mate, replacing Marina Kachowski, who served as selectman for 2 years and decided not to seek re-election. Ridgway said the last 2 years have been the most challenging of his tenure. He said he'll continue the successful response to COVID-19, noting the community effort was like few other towns in dealing with the situation. Governor Ned Lamont, Connecticut, will follow any new CDC rules on masks. It can be expected to follow the new federal masking guidelines based on his comments before the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC is now recommending that even vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors in parts of the U.S. with 50 or more COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people in the previous 7 days. Also, the nation's Health Protection Agency is recommending indoor masks for all teachers, staff, students, and visitors at schools nationwide, regardless of the vaccination status. The Governor's Office, Department of Health, and State Department of Education will have updates on the state policy in the coming days. Days after the updated CDC guidance is reviewed, the governor's office observed that only Hartford and New London counties have weekly case counts that come close to the CDC threshold. Lamont's latest emergency order requires people who are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to wear face coverings in most indoor public settings. COVID-19 cases in the lower Hudson Valley have steadily climbed over the last month as more contagious Delta variant spread statewide. Following national trends, cases have spiked in counties across the region, though hospitalizations and deaths have not followed at the same pace. 97% of those hospitalizations are in unvaccinated individuals. That's from Rockland County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel-Ruppert. And she also went on to say, quote, "Prevention with the vaccine is working," end quote. Well, coming up in our region, the Sharon Park and Recreation presents their summer concert series. It happens 6 till 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field. Coming up today, Frank Carrillo and the Bandoliers. Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues on Thursday from 6 till 9 p.m. The band playing Days Off. Weekend in Norfolk runs July 30th, 31st, and August 1st. Total information on what goes on at weekendinnorfolk.org. Fridays on the Green continue in Norfolk. The summer events at 6:30 on the Green. Coming up this weekend, Animal Embassy, Exotic Live Animals, presented by the Norfolk Library at 6:30. Litchfield Jazz Festival will mark its 26th anniversary with a live stream full day of top flight music from Telefunken's soundstage on Saturday. The festival will be available to the public free of charge from noon till 6 p.m. Full lineup and details at litchfieldjazzfest.com. In Cornwall, coming up today at 4 p.m., the Affordable Housing Plan Committee meets via Zoom. In Sharon today at 6 o'clock, the Historic District Commission meets. In Salisbury tonight at 6:30, it's the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. In Cornwall, once again, the Town Hall at 7 o'clock, Zoning Board of Appeals meeting via Zoom. Northeast New York has a Zoning Review Committee meeting also tonight. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting, that at 7 p.m. Sheffield has their Conservation Commission meeting at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet at 5:30 in Millerton, New York. Their workshop meeting is at 6 p.m. tomorrow. In Kent, Planning and Zoning Special Meeting comes up at 6 p.m. tomorrow. In Sharon, Sheffield on the 28th. Their planning board meets at 7 p.m. In Sharon on the 28th, the Planning and Zoning Commission meets at 5:30. In Dover, the town board has their regular meeting at the Dover Town Hall on the 28th. Coming up on the 31st, Hart Farm Preserve Trail Hike in Cornwall begins at 9:30. Sharon Playhouse on July 30th at 8 p.m. at their stage, which is right next to the Playhouse, presents Carter Calvert. More information, sharonplayhouse.org. On the 31st, the 13th Annual Meeting and Supper and Barbecue of the Copaic Ironworks happens at 35 U Route in Copaic, New York. Noted architect James Wongham is the guest speaker. He'll discuss efforts to revive local history, including the Eastgate Toll House in Hillsdale. Tickets are available at Eventbrite or by calling 518-329-3251. Also going on this weekend, the Sharon Playhouse Children's Theater on Saturday at 7, Sunday at 12, Frozen Junior, sharonplayhouse.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. By Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. And by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912. 413-243-0347. On the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,058.52. The NASDAQ at 14,660.58. And the S&P 500 at 4,401.46. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.